In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, my beloved, we have a joyful, greatest day out of the week of the Passion Week. This is the day where the Lord has actually given His Holy Communion to His disciples. He gave it to all 12 of them. He had offered Himself. He said, here, take, this is my body, which is broken for you. And then He gave the wine to drink, and He said, this is my blood of the New Testament. And gave to everyone there to be able to be revived and to start to be growing in a spiritual way. But not everyone accepted it that way. There was one that, receiving the bread that the Lord had given to him, he had taken the bread and went, and the Lord said, go do what you intended it to do. And the Satan entered into his heart, and he went to the Caiaphas and the holy bishops and that wanted to kill Jesus Christ. And he went to them and says, I will be able to give him to you. What are you going to give me for it? And they promised him 30 silver pieces if he would betray him. And he agreed to do that. My beloved, the Lord has done all this for one reason. He knew that he had to be this sacrifice for my sins and for your sins. The Lord knew that ahead of time when he, before he even come here on this earth and take the semblance of man and born of the Virgin Mary. And he has knew all that, that what he is going to go through, because he has so much love for him, for us, for his Father and for us, that he wanted to use himself as a sacrifice to pay all the debts that we owe to the Lord for our sins. We are the ones that sinned. We are the ones that had to be punished. And the Lord wanted to free us from that punishment on a condition that we would believe in him and that we would love him in return. My beloved, you know, we have so much little love in our heart. We have so little compassion for our Lord. We see his suffering. We see what he had done for us. We see all the things that he had went through and all the life that he has spent. He knew our heart. He knew everything. He knows what's in my heart. He knows what's in your heart. He knew that then. And he knows that whatever is in our heart, when we lose the sight of the Lord, how we let the enemy take over and how the enemy takes us and pulls us in to all kinds of sins. And these sins finally become for us a passion. It becomes so much as a habit that we don't even recognize that they are sins. And yet he offers to us himself. He offers to us his body and blood for us to be revived, for us to start to be changing and to become better and better and to cleanse ourselves. The problem is that how do we accept it, Lord's greatest gift that can ever be gotten? How do we accept it? Do we come to the chalice and do we think that we're worthy of receiving it? God forbid, if we feel that we're worthy to receive the body and blood of our Lord. Then we have to try to listen, my beloved, to the apostle. The apostle says that the Lord came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And he believes that this is the he gave us the body and the blood, his own body and blood, for our cleansing, for our revival. And my beloved, if we come to the chalice and we think we're worthy of receiving it, well, God forbid, then of course we are acting or behaving like the Pharisees at the first beginning of the Great Lent of the Herodian. You know, we started, the first one was about the parable about the Pharisee and the publican, how the Lord had warned us and told us that the Pharisee had praised himself for how good he was and what he was able to do and so on, and that he is not like other people, including that publican that came in. My beloved, never dare to approach the Holy Communion feeling that you deserve the holy gifts, that you are worthy of the holy gifts. Really realize it, that you are quite unworthy, that I am quite unworthy, that we're all quite unworthy to receive the greatest gift that the Lord can bestow upon us. And then the Lord will come and enter into us and use his greatest miracle to start to revive us, to rebuild us, and to make us shed all the things that are horrible, all the things that cause them the pain, and start to make us better. My beloved, when we recognize that we are not worthy of receiving the Holy Communion, and we recognize that, then we will never be able to dare to say any kind of a blasphemy against the Lord. What I mean is that we will not be able to judge anybody, no matter who we see sinning and how great and how terrible in a sin the person may fall into. We will not think that he or she is worse than I am. We will not dare to judge him. We will remember the Lord when he says, "Judge not and thou shalt not be judged." And how could we judge if we believe that we are unworthy, that we are no good, that we are the greatest sinners, and the Lord came to save us? And then when we see somebody sin, what we do is our heart immediately goes out to that person, and we start to cry from our heart for his sins and ask the Lord to forgive him, and not to hold it against him, for he or she does not know what they are doing. And it's going to be genuine in our heart, because we recognize that that person is still better than I am, and because I am still the greatest sinner. And this is what pleasing to the Lord. This is the humility which will let you to receive then the grace of God, but through which we can start changing and start getting better. That's why the Lord came. The Lord came here and to give us the greatest gift, his body and blood, so that we can start to be changing for the good. Not on our merit, not because we deserve it, or because we are good, because we can accomplish something good. No, but because of the merit of Jesus Christ himself, because of his love, and because he is willing to give us that strength to change everything. He said to the disciples in one of the places in the Holy Scripture, where he says, "For a man it is impossible to be saved, but not for God. For God everything is possible." Well, he is offering himself to you and to me to be in us, so that he can save us. For with him everything is possible. So just remember that. Don't ever dare to come and approach the Holy Communion feeling that you deserve it, and that you are worthy of receiving the holy gifts. But always feel that you quite are undeserving, and it's only the greatest love and greatest mercy of the Lord that the Lord allows us to receive his body and blood. And when we receive the body and blood, knowing that we are unworthy, the Lord will give us the grace in which we can start to change for the better. But God forbid if we approach the Holy Communion thinking that we're worthy of it, that we become like Judas. We become like Judas because we betray his whole teaching. We betray his whole teaching of what he has said. Don't ever forget that when the young man came to the Lord and said to him, "Good teacher," and asking him to tell him what to do to receive the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord immediately said to him, "Why do you call me good? The only one good is God." So just remember, let's remember that. If God, Jesus Christ himself, God, he had told that we shouldn't be considering ourselves good, for only God is good. And he had said that as an example for us. Look what other example he gave to us today. He had washed the feet of his disciples, even the disciple that was going to betray him. He had washed the feet, and again he showed that great humility. And he said, for us to be able to do all that too. What is that? This is the showing the great humility. We have to respect so much each other. We have to love each other so much that we should be more than willing to even wash the feet if it's necessary for our neighbor. Do we have that kind of respect? Do we have that kind of love for each other? If not, well, it's time that we start to learn to acquire that. And we can do that only through the grace of God. With the grace of God, we can start changing for the better. Never forget that. And let's glorify God and thank Him for what He had done for us. And tonight we are going to hear the gospel readings of the great sufferings that the Lord went through for my sake, for your sake, so that we will be free from the temptation and from the enemy and from all the things which are causing us to get the lot of the devil. We don't want to go there where he is there. And we can be saved to going there only through having the union with our Lord. For the Lord is the one that will save us. For He is our Savior. Amen. God bless you.